Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the seventh Mishnah of this, the second Perek. Hashochet Leoved Kochavim, or Hashochet Lenochri. If somebody slaughters on behalf of a non-Jew, and for right now we'll call it a pagan, you'll see why. Shchitato Ksheira. The Shechita is still valid. So, for instance, if a pagan brought in a proper animal to us, and we shechted it, and then a Jew on the spot wanted to buy some of the meat from the pagan, he could do so. For Belazar Posel, why? I'm Rabbelazar. Afilu Shechta L'chol Ovid Kochavim M'chatzer Kaved Shalat. Nobody's really clear on what Chatzer Kaved is. It's part of the liver. But it doesn't matter, because what he means is, even if all you did was slaughter this animal so that the non-Jew could eat this one particular piece, Psula, why? Shestam machshevet oved kochavim lavodat kochavim. The default understanding is that when a pagan is doing something, his intent is for avodah zarah. Now, here's the interesting catch. We're having two steps here. One is we're assuming intent, and the second thing is we're allowing his intent to affect the shochet's intent, or to define it. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Kal v'chomer advarim. Uma b'makom shemachshava poselet, which is b'muktashin, in a place where intent really could invalidate. Ein hakol echa lachar oved, but the only person's intent who matters is the one who's doing the act, not the owner or some bystander. Makom she'ein machshava poselet b'chulin, but in a place where machshava cannot have a power to invalidate, like in chulin. Therefore, whatever happens should only follow the shochet and not the owner or other bystander. Okay. It seems like the first two Tanaim, Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer, agree with Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi. Tanyam, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi, Shamati Shabalim Mefaglim. I heard such a thing, that the owner of a korban has the ability to be mefagel, even though he's not doing the avodah. Alright, and so that means that one person's intent could affect the other person's act. Mihu, not just one person, but the owner in this case, Mihu Tanakama Savar. And so therefore, what's the difference between Tanakama Rabbi Eliezer? Isha Mina Dechashiv In. If we heard that the non-Jew say, slaughter this for Zeus, then you're right. It would be invalid. Ilolo, if you didn't hear it, we have no reason to think it. We do not apply the principle that the default intent of a pagan is for paganism. And Rabbi Elazar would just disagree and say, even if we didn't hear him say it, we would still assume it because that's the default intent. Rabbi Yossi comes and disagrees and says, even if we heard that he did say it, we do not apply the principle of one person's intent affecting the other person's act. That's version one of the machloket. Ikadamri, there's another version of the machloket. They really disagree about a case where we actually heard the guy say, I intend this for avodah zarah. Tanakama sarah kerminin zemachashev zelved hanimili b'fnim. We're still operating on the principle that both Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar agree that ba'alim faglim, but Tanakama says that only applies b'fnim, and meaning in the mikdash, b'chutzlo. Chutz miprim lo yalfinan. We do not infer the rules for chutz from the mikdash. V'yatu b'lozul the meimar yalfinu chutz miprim. He disagrees and says, yes, we do. V'yatu b'lozul the meimar afilu b'fnim namizem b'chashem v'zeh ovei lo minan. And Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, even inside, I disagree with that statement that ba'alim mefaglim, because one person's intent cannot affect another person's act, even inside. Inside meaning in the azara. Itmar, let's test this. So if you shecht an animal with intent to do a later act, which is zrika, or burning for avodah zarah, Yochar mar psula, b'shimon ben lakish amar muteret, whether the animal's mutar. Yochar mar psula, why? M'chashvinu me'avodah l'avodah, and here it should probably be di alfin al chutz v'pnim. We infer the rules of chutz from the mikdash, and therefore we can have intent of one act affect the other act. In other words, if I did shechita of an animal for avodah zarah, it's asur. But if I did shechita without that intent, but I said I'm doing the shechita in order to do the later act with this animal, avodah zarah, then the pigul model is the only thing that's going to affect it, because the pigul model, of course, is doing one act with intent to do another act wrongly. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, we do infer from the mikdash to outside acts, and therefore it is pasul. Shimon lakish amar muteret, because ein machashvim avodah avodah lo gamrin al chutz v'pnim. We do not make such an application. V'yazdu l'tamayu, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are consistent, but so consistent that we wonder why they repeat themselves. Ditmar shachta lishma. Now we have a korban. You shechted the korban lishma, lizurok the mashal lishma. You shechted it l'shem olah, but you said, "And I'm going to do the zrika for something else." Rabbi Yochanan Mar Psula, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Kshera. Again, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Psula. Why? Mechashvim na'avodah l'avodah. We got a machshev at pigul. Now it's not chutz l'pnim because it's all bifnim. Rabbi Yochanan says it's pasul because we take the intent of one avodah and apply it to another avodah, meaning pigul is the model for other things. Because lishma is not a pigul issue. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Kshera. Because ain't mechashvim na'avodah l'avodah, de lo gam machshev at pigul. Meaning, pigul is pigul, we don't apply it to other things, and therefore, if I do the shechita lishma, but I intend that I'm going to do some later act, shelo lishma, but when I get to that act, I don't do that, no effect at all. So now, why do we need this parallel machloket, tzricha? Deet marbeha, if we only had the first case, then we'd say, bahakam, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mishum dechut supreme lo ha'afinan. We would say, sure, that's where Bishim ben Lakish says that we don't apply one to the other because it's bachutz, it's shechting achulin for avodah zarah. Perhaps he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan when talking about lishman shel lishman because it's bifnim. Ve'itmar b'hach, and if we only have the bifnim case, then just flip it. Ve'ikam Rabbi Yochanan v'abaha, ima modil Rabbi Shimon Lakish tzricha. She just flipped the tzrichuta, and then Rabbi Yochanan, we would say, would probably agree with Rabbi Shimon Lakish about the outside case, therefore we need both. Okay, meitiv Rav Sheshi. Watch this challenge. Rabbi Yossi Kal v'chamar advar. Ma b'malkom shemach shemach posad muktashin and lo kol lechal achar oved. Moshein v'chamar posad v'chulin eodin shelo yehi v'chol lechal achar shochet our mishnah. Now, my ein v'chamar posad v'chulin, what does it mean that intent can't have a bad effect on chulin? I don't know, the pas l'klal, do you think that it can't have any bad effect? We all know that if you shecht an animal for avodah zarah, it's asur. So how could that happen? So therefore, elapshita, obviously, first of all, there is such a thing that of machshevet chulin that is posel. So what are we referring to? It must be miavodah l'avodah. It must mean that in chulin, when you do one act intending to do a later act, l'avodah zarah, it won't affect it. Ha'achi kamar. Here we go. Mab makom shemachshava posel muktashin miavodah l'avodah in muktashin. And this is a slam against Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Intent of one avodah will affect another avodah, but ain't akol lechal achaved. We still only follow the actor, not the owner. That's Rabbi Yossi's claim. Makom she'ein machshavat posel bechulin miavodah l'avodah ala b'ota avodah in chulin. It's only that act itself. And odin shelo yakol lechal achar shochet. So what with the way we've put together Rabbi Yossi's argument is he said, look, you have to accept this premise that in the mikdash. Machshava poselet, and that must mean miavodah laavodah, because that's the one that doesn't affect in chulin. Which, by the way, means we've now split the difference, because we had two parallel machlokot of Shimon Lakish from Yochanan, one was bifnim, one was bachutz. So prim kashal of Shimon Lakish, chutz kashal of Yochanan. So now the bifnim stand here, which is that we do go from one avodah to the other, not just pigul but others, challenges Rabbi Shimon Lakish, who said, lishma, almanat shalo lishma, it doesn't matter. And the chutz becomes a problem of Yochanan, who says, if I slaughter this animal in order to burn it for avodah zarah, it's pasul. According to Yossi, it's not. So based on Pnim the Shimon Lakish Lakasha, we could answer Shimon Lakish the following way. Hamakam and Hashem Rabbi Yochanan. How about the Hashem Rabbi Yochanan? Could be that Shimon Lakish had his own position about about Bifnim. And after he heard this Mishnah, our Mishnah, explained to him by his teacher and brother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan, maybe he backed down and he said, okay, Bifnim, we do really go from Avodah l'Avodah. Okay, Elachutz Kashel Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Bachutz is Machashvim Avodah l'Avodah. Where did Rabbi Yochanan get it from? The answer is, Humotiv L'Avodah M'farik La. Rabbi Sheshet, who brought this original challenge, gave his own answer. Bi'arba Avodot, he says, we're talking about the four Avodot, Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. This is what it means. Machshava matters, not from avodah la'avodah, but within the arba avodot. Ein akol echal achar oved. We still only care about the guy doing the avodah, not the owner. Makom she'ein machshava poselet b'chulin el b'shtei avodot. In chulin, there's only two things. There's the shechita and the zrika for avodah zarah. The other things don't count. Ein odin shelo yakol echal achar shochet. It still should only follow the shochet. Good. Tanya coming to Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have support for Rabbi Yochanan. Hashochet ha-beimah li-zorok tamal avodah kochavim v'chalala v'kochavim ha-re'elu zivchei meitim. That's considered tikrobat avodah zarah. Even though when you shechted, your intent was not shechita for avodah zarah, but shechita in order to do a later act for avodah zarah. So machashrin mi avodah l'avodah afilu b'chutz. Now, shechata v'acharkach yishev alaha. What if you shechted it, and afterwards you decided, nah, I'm going to use it for avodah zarah? Zayam asebi kesari, v'lo amru balo isur v'lo heter. In Caesarea, this case was brought before them, and they weren't willing to paskin either way. Why? Rav Chista, lo amru ba yisur mishum kvodan de rabbanan. They didn't want to say it was asur, out of respect for the rabbanan's position, that said that we don't assume machshevet avodah zarah. Lo heter mishum kvodan de rabbeliezer. They didn't want to say it's mutar, out of respect for rabbeliezer, who said we do assume that. Mimai, who says that Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer, who disagree about a whole different case, which is when a goy is standing there, we're doing it for him, what we assume is intent to be. Who says that would apply here? Dilmad kan lo kamer Rabbanan hatam ela de lo shamanu rachashi. Maybe Rabbanan only said that it's mutar because we didn't hear what the guy said. Hachara shamanu rachashiv hochiach sofo atchilato. But here, the guy after shechita said, oh yeah, I really meant that for avodah zarah. That proves that his original intent was avodah zarah. Inami and flip it. I'd come lo kam Rabbi Lazar hatam elagabe avod kochavim. Maybe Rabbi Lazar's only statement would be if the guy was a pagan. That's his position, is that the default, the some assumed intent of a pagan is for paganism. Aval Yisrael, we don't say that if Yisrael suddenly says, oh, make that for avodah zarah, that it proves what his tchila was. We assume he had proper intent the whole time, and then some juke got in his head. So we can't say that their unwillingness to say heter or isur was out of respect for Rabbanan's position, Rabbi Elazar's position, Rabbanan's position, respectively, because Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar don't really address this. In other words, really, it should be mutar. That's the simple thing. But they didn't want to say mutar out of respect for the patriarch, for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And that's all Rav Shizvi said. So now we got to wonder, hey, which statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel indicates that he holds ochiach sofo tchilato, that a later intent will prove what you originally meant, and therefore this would be asur. E, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gittin, the famous case, and Gittin it non, the Mishnah Gittin, 5th and 6th parak says, habarish amarkit v'get lishti. And there's a special takana of a shchiv meira, a guy who's dying, and says, kit v'get lishti, but didn't have a chance to say tnu, we give it to him before he dies, to make her a grushan, not an almana, particularly important in case of Yibum. But if the guy is healthy and is at Kitfu Yitlai Gelishti Ratzal Sachekbai, he's just teasing her, and therefore we can't give it. Because he didn't say Tnu. Umasa Barishamar Kitfu Gelishti Valala Gagvana Falu Meid. A guy said that, and he climbed up to the top of the house and he fell off the roof and died. Shem Gamliel Imatsmonafal, if he fell off on his own, Hareza Get. Right? V'im Haruach Dechatu, but if the wind threw him off, meaning if he went up and clearly wanted to kill himself, then we have to, like, retroactively say he was a shchiv meira. Or at least retroactively say he wasn't playing games with her and he really meant to give her the get because he wanted to free her before he died because they have no kids and his brother's a schnook or whatever reason. But if he went up to the roof and just slipped and fell or the wind knocked him off, which means that he was perfectly healthy and of sound mind and everything else before and just had an accident, ain't no get. And in our understanding of the Mishnah, we said, why are you bringing a story that contradicts the ruling? The answer is, there's a piece missing in the Mishnah. But if his later actions prove his original intent, get. So therefore, we see Rishon Gamliel has the position, your later actions indicate what your original intent was, and therefore, in Kesari, they didn't want to say when the guy shechted the animal, and after Shechita said that was for avodah zarah, they didn't want to say it's mutar. Now, that may not be a good proof, because Dilma Shani Hatam, the Kamar Kitvu, in the case of Gittin, the guy gave us an indication from the get-go that he meant to get. We just weren't sure how strong it was, because he said Kitvu. But in our case, the guy didn't say anything at Shechita. So it's not really a good proof. Maybe Shem Gamliel only says, Ochiach Sofo Tchilato, when Tchilato also had something to hold on to. It's a different statement from Gamliel that we're talking about. Tanya, a guy is on his deathbed and he writes his estates over to somebody else. There were some slaves. And the guy who was supposed to receive it said, I don't want this stuff. If the second guy, this recipient, was a Kohen, it doesn't matter that he said, I don't want them. He gets everything, and he owns everything, and therefore these avadim can eat truma based on the fact that they're owned by a Kohen. Gamliel Omer, Kivan Shamar Halo Yefshi Bahen, Kfar Zachu Ben Marshin. He disagrees. He said, the minute the guy said, I don't want these slaves, I don't want this, this estate, then that means that the heirs got it. And therefore, they can't eat Truma unless the heirs happen to be Kohanim also. But, this, intended beneficiary does not own them at all, and they don't have any rights of, as being owned by him. And now, Vavinan Vine, in our discussion, we said the Tanakama, Filo Medvitzavach, do you think Tanakama would say, if minute one the guy was saying, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it, he's still stuck with it? Everybody agrees that if from minute one he was saying, I don't want it, that he doesn't get it. If he didn't say anything, and then a day later or a week later he said, I don't want this, everybody agree, call him a little pligi, it's certainly his. He owned it. And now he's changing his mind, too late. Here's what happened, is that Ploni was not at the bedside. So this Shchimira used somebody else to be Zocha on his behalf, Zachin Adam Shalom Afanav. The guy took possession, and then when the deed came to this Kohen, he said, I don't want it. Tanakama Savin Shati Kananu. He said that from the fact that he was silent when he first heard about it, he was Konet. Why is he yelling now? He doesn't want it. Mehadaka Adabe is changing his mind. You can't change your mind when you own something. You got to then transfer it to somebody. You can't just not own it. You have to disown it. No. The guy, fact that the guy is yelling now indicates that he never wanted it. Why didn't he yell before? Before it comes to me, what's the point of protesting? I'm not protesting because it doesn't exist. When it comes to me, then I'll tell him I don't want it. So therefore, Yisim Shem Gamliel does hold, even when the Tchila did not have anything to hold on to indicate his intent, as long as we could reasonably explain why he did not protest earlier. Okay? And so that's the statement of Shem Gamliel, that we're saying, out of deference to Shem Gamliel's position, they didn't want to say that that animal was mutar, even though really they felt that it was, because the fellow only said, I want it for Avodah Zarah, after he did the Shechita. After the other fellow did the Shechita. That's the halacha. Halacha is Rabbi Yossi, and that is that we don't, Na'im Machashvin Avodah Lavodah, and also that, halacha Rabbi Yossi is that the only intent that matters is the intent of the fellow doing the act. Now, Hanu Tayai, there's some Arabs, the Atu Litzikunya, a certain place, Yahiv Dichru the Tabachi Yisrael, they came and they brought some rams to some Jewish Shochtim. Amrulu, and they said to them, Dama Vitarbala Didan, please make sure to give us the blood and the fats, because we're going to offer them up. They didn't say that, but that was the understanding. Mashcho Bisur the Didchu, you can keep the meat and the pelts. So they were using it just for worship. Shachar of Shetuvi, Barav Matna, the commander of Yosef. So he asked him, can we eat the meat that they said we'd do? Because after all the slaughter is for Avodah Zarah in their minds. And therefore, it's not a problem. According to Belazar's position, it says, Stamach showed Avodah Zarah, Ovid Kochem Avodah Zarah. What happens if he pays a Jewish shochet to shecht? He pays him. Amar le chazinan, we see. E inish alma alimahu. If he's a strong-armed guy, and you can't say to him no, then asur, because you really have no choice here in doing it. Be low, but if you could say, I don't want a shecht, you have a choice. Say, okay, I will shecht, the money's good, whatever. Then, amar le reishach vahad. That he said it's on your head. In other words, basically he's saying that if the Jew has the choice whether to accept the money or not, then he's simply doing it for himself. And for himself, there's no Avodah Zarah, because, of course, we do not, even according to Rabbi Elazar, this would still be permitted. Okay, we'll pause at this point to pick it up in the penultimate podcast of this parak on Lamed Tet Amud Bet at the bottom. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.